Before the monkey could take defensive measures, we went streaking towards the house. When we came to the yard fence, I sprouted wings, fellers, jumped that fence like a deer, landed safely on the other side, and didn't slow down until I was standing on the porch, pressing against the screen door. Grover was just a few steps behind.
We made it, Hank! We pulled it off!
Yes, we did. And nice work. I think Sally Mae will be proud of us for this one, Grover. Now we sound the alarm and alert the house. Bark, Grover, as you've never barked before. Why did we bark? We bristled the hair on our backs and lifted our heads and leaned into our barking. Roper had already gone for the day, but I knew Sally Mae was there. The door opened, and little Alfred, age 4, came tootling out of the utility room. He was wearing red and white polka dot pajamas. His eyes were still puffy with sleep, and he had an easy grin on his face. Grover, if we can coax him to open the screen door, we'll take refuge in the house.
But what if Sally Mae...
As long as we stay in the utility room and remain quiet, she'll never know we're there.
I'm scared of Sally Mae.
All right. I'll go into the house and you stay out here and entertain the Pasha of Shazam.
I think I'll go inside.
I thought maybe you would. Little Alfred came to the screen door and grinned down at us.
Hi, Googies. What you doing?
In the security business, there are certain techniques we use for begging our way into areas that are off limits. We whine, wag our tails, whimper, quiver, hop up on our back legs, and scratch on the screen with our paws. If you've never seen a highly trained, well-conditioned cow dog going through the heavy bag maneuver, you'll just have to take my word for it. It's very impressive. Little Alfred's mother, had she come to the door, would have provided a stern test for our ability. She was a hard sell. Her heart must have been whittled out of petrified wood. But little Alfred was younger, kinder, and more pliable, and he also happened to be a special pal of mine. When he came to the screen door, I called in all the old IOUs. I mean, this was an emergency situation, and I put our friendship on the line. I put enough heavy bags on him to break his heart 4 times. And you know what? He opened the screen door and led us into the utility room. Under ordinary conditions, I would have been satisfied to remain out in the utility room, along with the muddy boots, overshoes, old smelly gloves, chaps, spurs, and so forth. But this was a serious deal, and while the utility room was probably safer than the outside, it wasn't quite as safe as the house itself, with its thick walls and lockable doors. Hence, when I saw that little Alfred had left the door into the house ajar, well, it occurred to me that he probably wanted us to take refuge inside the house. That made perfectly good sense. I mean, here was a kid who realized the value of his dogs and wasn't about to take any chances with them. These kids will surprise you how sharp they are. So I scrambled through the door and entered the house. Right away, I faced a decision. Which way to go? I was standing in the hall, don't you see, with a kitchen to my right and the bathroom to my left. It was common knowledge that at this hour of the day, Sally Mae would have finished cleaning up the breakfast dishes and moved into the living room, where no doubt she would be playing with baby Molly on the floor or reading a magazine. Now that we were safe inside the house, warning Sally Mae about the monkey seemed less important in the overall scheme of things than hiding from her. After all, she had been known to throw dogs out of her house for no apparent reason. A turn to the right would lead to a confrontation with her in the living room. A turn to the left would lead us into the bathroom, where no one would think of looking for us. So, naturally, I chose to go left instead of right. Come on, Drover, into the bathroom! Only later did I discover that Drover didn't follow me into the bathroom. Only later did I realize why. The bathroom door was open a crack, and I went plunging inside, throwing the door back against the bathtub with such force that it made a loud whack. This was followed by a woman's scream.
Ah!
Huh? By George. There she was in the bathtub, taking a bath with baby Molly. Instead of playing with her on the living room floor, where she should have been at that hour of the... Her scream tipped me off that I had invaded a lady's privacy and given her a scare in the midst of her bath, and that perhaps I wasn't welcome in there. By the time I realized the error of my ways, I had motored out into the middle of the tile floor. Hard tile, very slick, made changing directions something of a problem. It was at that point that Sally Mae nailed me on the nose with a wet washcloth and exclaimed,
"Get out of my bathroom, you filthy dog!"
Let me pause here to point out that while I was in her bathroom, and I was a dog, as she had noted, I was not filthy. That very morning, only hours before, I had cleansed myself in the overflow of the septic tank, and we're talking about a complete immersion up to the tips of my ears. I might have carried a few random particles of dust on my body, but we must remember that dust comes from God's good earth. If dust comes from dirt, and dirt comes from the ground, then it follows that her charge was groundless. Well, Sally Mae was a strong-armed ranchwoman with a history of throwing rocks with deadly accuracy, and even sitting down in the bathtub, clutching a towel to her chin and holding a baby in her lap, she could deliver a stinging blow with a wet washcloth. That thing hurt, and it also blinded me since it draped across my nose and covered up my eyes. I hit right full rudder, reversed all engines, spun around in a circle, fell down three times on the tile, and got the old bod lined up with the door. I throttled down hard and took aim at the open door with every intention of getting the heck out of there. I'll never understand why little Alfred closed the door on me. Surely the kid... I mean, we were friends, right? Good pals, tight buddies. We'd played together and hiked together and laughed together, and I can't believe that he would have locked me in there with his mother, knowing full well that... On the other hand, the boy did have his ornery side. I noticed that certain sparkle came into his eyes like a match lit in total darkness, and that a nasty little smile leaped across his mouth. Yes... But the long and short of it was that I, blinded by a wet washcloth, went scrambling for what I supposed was an open door, only to find it closed. Did it hurt when I rammed the door? Yes, it did, but not nearly as badly as that bar of soap that Sally Mae sent whistling across the room. Like most of her shots, this one went straight home and got me right in the ribs. Clutching the towel to her chin, her hair in disarray, and her eyes revealing destructive thoughts, she rose from the water like a sea monster.
Get out of my bathroom! Hike! Get! Shoo! Scat!
Hey, she wanted me out of her bathroom? Not nearly as badly as I wanted to get out. But it just so happened that she had raised a hoodlum child who got his laughs by locking innocent dogs up in bathrooms with insane naked women. Sally Mae threw on her house coat and began flogging me with the towel. Near panic, I went sliding around the bathroom, looking for an exit or a hole to climb into. Somehow, the trash can got knocked over and the toilet seat fell down with a crash and towels and washcloths fell from their proper places. Suddenly the door opened, and little Alfred's face appeared.
Hi, Mom. What you doing?
The grin on his face told it all. The little skunk had engineered this disaster and had been watching the entire show through the keyhole. But the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. The boy had not only pranked me, but he had pranked one of the toughest, smartest, and meanest ranch wives in Ocotree County.
Did you let that dog in this house and then lock him in my bathroom?
She didn't wait for an answer, but snatched him up, turned him over her knee, and frailed his little bottom. I paused for a moment to enjoy the first squalls from the little hoodlum. Then I seized this opportunity to run for my life.